racing through a different set of goggles. With his unique look at the great game, it's time for Beer and Skittles with Mitchell Beer.
Mitchell Beer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Hawley. How are you?
Good, thank you. On a more serious note, how is your sister Ash? Because it scared the living daylights out of me once you posted that on social media. She had a crash when some drunken drug idiot ran into her with a stolen car, and it looked dangerous. It looked serious, but she's come out of it okay?
No, she's A-okay, thank God. I've copped the blame for it because I asked her for a lift to the pub and she dropped me off, and on the way home she's been cleaned up by a stolen car. So, of course, naturally it's my fault. But, it was a bit of a scare, mate. It's horrible when these sort of things happen, but she's all good, can replace cars, not people. So, anyway, hopefully they catch the bastards.
Yeah, and they did a runner, did they?
They did that. Did the Harold Holt, yeah. So, yeah.
And then they haven't caught them yet.
It's a big place, Aubrey. Yeah. Plenty of places to hide.
This is RSN Central with Gareth Hall. It's 11:43. It's Beer and Skittles time with Mitch Beer. And Mitch, we'll have a chat about the Karaka Millions because Anthony Manton's our special guest a little later on. We know Anthony is one of the leading broadcasters in racing, especially in New South Wales, but he's doing a wonderful job getting new people into the game with Patriot Bloodstock. Now, I'm all for, and this segment's all for, about young people thinking outside of the square, or any, don't have to be young, old, thinking outside of the square to get people into the game. And what they have been doing at the Karaka Millions is something I think other race clubs and jurisdictions should take note of.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, there's probably two big parts of the Karaka Millions that we just see over here, and that's, the racing side of thing. It's sort of their magic million, so to speak, from a racing point of view. And the boys get paid, what they're doing to promote that media and getting those younger, not only racing, but punters in, which is as equally as important, is massive. And we're starting to see that over here as well, with punting groups being set up and forums and live punting streams and things like that. But I was just so disappointed to see the lack of coverage that we got over here in Australia. And I understand there's a lot of politics behind rights and what comes first. But the general public and the punters lose out on that. And for how big an event that weekend was, how good a racing it is and what a terrific job they're doing, it was disappointing to see the lack of coverage that it got here in Australia.
There's a divide at the moment between New Zealand and Australian racing, even in the trots in a way, as well as some of the feature meetings in New Zealand are competing against our meetings here, and it's been a little bit difficult to, usually on a Friday afternoon you can watch, and a Saturday morning you can watch the trots and the gallops over in New Zealand, but because of the time slot of the Karaka race meeting, it's a twilight meeting in New Zealand, which means it's in the middle of our afternoon, which makes it difficult for Sky Racing to broadcast it because there's so many race meetings around the country on a Saturday.
Yeah, most definitely. It is difficult, and the coverage, I think, leading in and post, I think, .com were probably, I think, pretty light on in their coverage as well of it,
They can't. They've got excuses because they haven't got any rights to show the races. Yeah. But they can go over there and they use it.
I know COVID's tough, but I just think the general public and the punters overall, and it's not just, just the Karaka Millions in general, like the whole split screen and people missing races and this race getting the rights over that. I think, people are well and truly over it and getting jack of it. And I don't understand. I'm the first one to admit that I don't understand the politics behind it all. And I'm sure there's plenty of them. But from a general, consumer of racing and someone who just likes to sit back and enjoy it, I was disappointed that it was so difficult to go and search for, pre-race, post-race or any more information than the couple of minutes of the races that went past for such a great event.
Not being critical of New Zealand, but the social media stuff wasn't great, was it, really?
Terrible. No, no.
That's where you make your own luck in a way. You've got control of the social media, so you can follow it. But there was an interview there with Jamie Richards on Tab. It went for like a minute and a half. But there was no social media build up where they made their own live coverage so we could follow it throughout the day, which was disappointing for mine.
I think that they've got the product right. They've got the races right. They've got the whole vibe right.
Yeah.
But I think the delivery of that to people that can't be there on that day is probably what's lacking at the moment. And when that does, it's a pretty new concept as well. It's easy for us to sit here and criticize of them, but it's mainly that I hate seeing people miss out on what a terrific event it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy to be critical, but it is only a race that's not that old. And once it finds its groove and once it gets the publicity that it deserves, it's going to be up there with as good a race meeting as anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, we've been locked in next year to do a live broadcast there from New Zealand for Karaka Millions Week, and then you're coming, Mitch. Don't worry about that. In fact, they do a wonderful job, the Auckland Race Club, and we can't wait to see you there next year for Karaka Millions. We were going to go a couple of years back, but COVID hit, so we missed out on that opportunity. But I think it's definitely a week worth showcasing. And, they do a wonderful job. Luke Keemies, he's an innovator. He's getting new people involved. And there were so many wonderful stories from that punters club. Boys get paid there from the weekend. Geez, it's hard to buy a horse at the Magic Million sales. It's nearly impossible, really, for some, isn't it? But well done to Magic Millions for being able to attract the buyers and the vendors that can produce results like they did during that Magic Million sales. Like the clearance rate of 94% and the average price was, what, $300,000, Mitch, which does make it difficult for an Albury trainer to get involved.
It does. It does. It makes it nothing like opening a couple up at 100 just for fun, just to get the ball rolling. So 2 years later, you can say, I bid it on that.
Yes.
I was only 800,000 off. But I think you look at those prices and you look at the clearance rate, and it just, you know, as someone who is heavily invested their whole business and their whole life into this industry, it's incredible to see what a healthy state it's in. People are happy to go up there and spend big money because they know their chances of getting it back on the track, in the breeding barn, trading overseas is huge. So I don't think racing in this country has ever been healthier than what it is now. And, you know, we always sit back and look at what we can do better and how things can improve. But you look at the people up there and the vibe and what sort of money they were happy to part with to be a part of this game. Mm-hmm. And, geez, this country couldn't be doing much better than what it is now.
10 minutes to 12, Gareth Hall, Mitch Beer with you for Beer and Skittles. We'll get to the 3-2-1 votes a little later on for the Beer of the Year, because I tell you what, the leaderboard's just getting a little bit jammed at the moment. We haven't had any individual participant have more vote on more than one occasion, if you know what I mean. So it's a log
it's
jam.
It's a strategic thing, that, because I have to come up with the prize, so I'm just trying to make sure no one wins.
But you don't want a 52 dead heat here, because you're up for a few prizes then, Mitchell. But Patriot,
it's hard to split a bucket of chicken in 30 ways.
But Patriot Bloodstock is doing a really good job in getting and making it affordable to get it new people into the game by tried horses, and they're trying their hand at the yearling sales this time around as the sales season starts to get into full swing. Anthony Manton is the founder of Patriot Bloodstock, and he joins us now. Anthony, good morning to you. Thanks for your time on Beer and Skittles. I know that you've been waiting a long time to be involved in this segment.
I have been. Morning to you. Gareth, Mitch, how are you going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
No, I am well. Now, tell us a little bit about the initiative that you've come up with regarding trying to get people into the game. And I don't know who thought of this idea, but I think it's a genius idea. I won't give it away. You can explain what you're thinking.
Well, I can't take credit. My business partner at Patriot Bloodstock, Mitch Lloyd, he's a builder. He's got a successful building company in Western Sydney, employs about a dozen or so staff, and he came up with the idea to create a tradies-only syndicate. Like you guys were just talking about, this time of year, the market is so strong, everyone's trying to sell a horse, so you've got to try and think outside the square and do things a little bit differently. So we come up with the idea to have a tradies-only syndicate. So if you're a tradie, be it a first-year apprentice or you're running your own successful business, we'll find a spot for you in our tradies syndicate horse that we're looking to buy at the upcoming English Classic sale. And that's the idea. And it creates a bit of a network. So not only can you, you know, race the horse together with like-minded people that are in a same sort of industry, but it does create a bit of a network amongst the syndicate as well, because as we know, plumbers need electricians, electricians need plumbers, roofers, the whole lot. So it's a way of getting a group together that can perhaps feed off each other and benefit their own businesses down the track as well. Just trying something different, Gareth, because it's a pretty competitive market at the moment. The industry, as Mitch said, is absolutely thriving.
And I think that's something that you touched on there, Anthony, is that I've found with getting people, entry-level people in, and especially younger people, is they might be their only person in the friendship group or their family that like racing, and to put a group of like-minded people into the same horse, especially with these days with social media, they befriend each other on the socials and then they form a relationship, and then all of a sudden they've not only racing a horse together, but they've created friends that have got the same interest. And do you find that, especially with this new syndicate that you're going, is probably one of the best selling points?
Yeah, I think so. And the world's a pretty small place. Social media brings everyone together. So you can get like-minded people from different states and you know, create social media groups or WhatsApp groups, which is what we like to do with Patriot Bloodstock. And all the owners can interact with each other and get to know each other. And then when the horse runs, you all meet up and enjoy the experience of going to the races together and have a drink and get to know each other. And it's basically just an extension of that, which is what we're trying to do with this tradies-only syndicate and getting like-minded people together. And hopefully our plan is, you know, certainly if you're a plumber that runs your own successful plumbing business or you're a builder, you know, we can help build your business as well as ours. And you know, we're going to the English Classic sale. We've got some media commitments lined up as well, so we can help promote each other's businesses along the way.
How do you qualify as a tradie? Like, I was a tradie once upon a time. It didn't last too long.
No, you're out.
I remember I had to go and drill some PowerPoints and all that. I was meant to go about a millimetre. I nearly went into the next door neighbour's place. I didn't know what I was doing. So how do you qualify? Because...
We're not asking for anyone's tax returns or anything like that. It's, you know, if you're a tradie and you want to get involved, shoot us a note, info@patriotbloodstock.com.au. There's a leaflet out as well. I'm sure you can put that up on your social medias. Gareth, Mitch, and you can text in. Just text the word tradie to the phone number on the leaflet or the email, and you know, we'll take you at your word. If you say you're a tradie and you want to be involved,
yep,
great. We'll take you at your word and we'll create a bit of a network. And look, we haven't bought the horse yet, so once we get to the sales and start doing our inspections and we've got a short list and hopefully we can secure one, and then I think once we do that, we'll be able to get the horse sold and get everyone together, and we'll get a tradie sort of, I've got some ideas to get a set of tradie colours, so you know, fluoro yellow silks with the navy blue sleeves or something like that, and maybe even get a group of tradies together who own the horse to go to the races, and they can all wear their fluoro and overalls and whatever else at the races, and just, I don't know, create a little bit of a vibe around the whole concept. It's just something different.
Gareth Hall with you, along with Mitch Beer for Beer and Skittles. Our special guest for our unsung hero today is Anthony Manton, the co-owner of Patriot Bloodstock. And Patriot Bloodstock, they're a new bloodstock team in the sport of thoroughbred racing. They're heading to the sales in Sydney, and they're organising a tradies syndicate. So if you're a tradie and want to get involved in a horse, this is your opportunity to do just that, Mitchell.
That's it. But, you know, it's not just the tradies. One thing that I've sort of liked about the whole concept of what Anthony and Patriot are doing is that lower level, that younger sort of level, entry level ownership. And I think second to me, Anthony's probably one of the bigger perusers of online bloodstock going around and always buying tried horses and horses to relocate to different areas. What sort of level or horse, Anthony, you know, in this day and age, we've seen the market change so much with these tried horses. And how do you go about identifying, you know, those Sydney and Melbourne horses that you're looking to relocate in the current market?
It's just about trying to get a horse with a benchmark that's at a rate or at a level where you think it could be beneficial to you if you're you know, relocating it elsewhere. And you know, I go through the videos of all the horses on the online auctions, and you know, I'm sort of looking for key performance indicators, something that sort of shows me that, okay, this horse has got a little bit of ability. And one thing I learnt buying tried horses, I've been doing it a little while now, and we've had a bit of luck, that is, if they can put in a good run once, they can do it again. So I'm buying horses off their best run, not necessarily off their worst, because, as we know, things can go wrong, and you know, it's pretty hard to win at any level. So I'm buying horses off their best run, and I've always had the mindset that if they can do it once, they can do it again. But you want to just get a horse which, where, you know, the benchmark is at a position where it can be beneficial to you moving it on to a country environment. Yeah, it's kind of,
be careful
kind of with, how we're trying to do it, yeah.
Be careful with that theory. I kicked 10 goals one day, never never got close for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but they never swabbed back then. There was no swabbing, Stuart.
It's worked for us so far. Like, we've had a bit, Mitch and I were racing a horse called Well In Sight, and she's a good example, isn't she, Mitch? Like, we, you know, we bought her online, and she trialled really well. Her first trial was excellent out at Hawkesbury. She ran good time. She went with a horse that had won a Tab Highway race, and her second trial was not that great, but we just bought her off her first trial. And we backed ourselves that, hey, if she can do this once, she can do it again. And I think we'll prove them right with that particular buy. And that's what we're trying to do. And
probably not the best example, because you've got to add the Mitch Beer factor into that after she arrives.
So no doubt.
That's always four to five lengths.
Hey, yes, you put the polish on her.
What about the names for this horse? The tradies horse, RDO, would probably be prominent.
I've got good from you, Gareth.
Yeah, that's, I've been working on that one. We got this.
No wonder he wanted to get you on. Yeah. And he's been sitting on that for a week.
The CFMEU. We saw how they protested the other day. You should get a few of those blokes in your horse as well.
Well, anyone who wants to be involved in the horse, you'll get the opportunity to put in your name and hopefully get it selected. So yeah, that's all part of the process. So just, yeah, drop us an email. It's info@patriotbloodstock.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the whole lot. Find us there. Drop us a note, and we'll add you to our database.
Now,
you'll be included.
Before we let you go, Ants. I don't. We have to mention this. I don't like to bring it up because I know it's a sore point with you, brother. But Married at First Sight, Mitchell Beer single. We need to find him love. You've led the way. You've found love now. Can you help him out? Is he? I think he'd be okay at Married at First Sight.
I wouldn't recommend it to my worst enemy.
What? Getting married on the show?
Well, yeah, you've got a few more options rather than going down the path I went.
All right, then.
That'd be an absolute last resort.
All right, Mitchie. So can we're not far off that,
but we'll give it another 12.
And Patriot Bloodstock, we can help us find a horse for Beer and Skittles. We can call it Beer and Skittles,
yes.
Ants.
Yes.
We're getting a Beer and Skittles project. Horses.
Are we going to get a tried horse, or are we going to the yearling sales?
No, we'll tried. Get a tried horse. I spoke to Mitch about it last week.
All right, then.
He believes tried. The tried horse is the best way to go, because then they're up and running. So that's our next project
beautiful.
For all your listeners, the Beer and Skittles horse.
Yeah,
we're definitely doing it.
All right, then. We better be able to punt it, Mitch.
Go Gareth. All right. We'll rename it Go Gareth.
Yeah. Good on you, Anthony. Thanks for that, mate. We wish you the best of luck. There's Anthony Manton.
Quick,
the beer of the year votes before we say goodbye.
Quickly, one vote to Friday night racing at Flemington. Don't know about the whole concept, but I think the Friday night racing is terrific. Short and sharp, terrific. Two votes, Matty Cartwright. He's just airborne, great young kid. Going to make it for years and years to come. Terrific young rider. And number three, Jamie Richards. He's just an absolute freak. A freak of a trainer. His numbers don't lie, and he will go to Hong Kong and absolutely kill it. It's a shame to be losing him from New Zealand and Australia, but he deserves his spot in one of the best racing jurisdictions in the world, and he's just a gun, and that was great to see him. What he's done with that Karaka Millions history is unreal.
Shania wants to know, Ellie Brew progressing, how is it progressing ahead of her next preparation?
Flying.
Yep.
About 2 months off going to the races, but right. Flying in a trot and canter.
Morning, right, Mitch. After the main two-year-old race on Sky 2 show, Jamie Richards getting interviewed without the sound, all you could hear was some individual there at Armadale. That's from Tony. So that's the frustration, I think.
Yeah, average.
All right, Mitchell, have a wonderful day and looking forward to the beer and Skittles trot horse that we can get.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Get you up to the big A.
It's 35 degrees there, by the way. I'm just looking at the temperature. Good on you, Mitch.